Du bist im Studium, in der Ausbildung oder unterrichtest? Dann sicher dir jetzt 10% Education-Rabatt auf alle MacBooks bei Implement IT. Und weil du es bist, geben wir dir beim Kauf eines MacBook Air die passenden AirPods der 4. Generation kostenlos dazu. Ideal für Uni, Schule, Ausbildung oder für Netflix in der Bib. Wir sagen's nicht weiter. Implement IT, dein Apple Premium Partner.
Welcome, everybody, to the special Halloween edition of the show. Today, we are in an extremely haunted location and taking it very seriously. We're here with Linda, the ghost hunter. Are you a ghost hunter?
I am a ghost hunter.
You want to tell me about yourself a little bit?
Yeah, so I've been a ghost hunter for 15 years. What I try and expose people to, like yourselves, is the fact that there is spirits and we're able to communicate with them and they're not all bad.
Not all bad.
Not all bad.
Some are bad.
Some are bad. I've had some very bad experiences. I've been thrown.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I broke my nose.
Oh my goodness.
That was a bad one, yeah.
The background on this location here.
Yeah.
Seems like there could be some evil spirits lurking based on the history of this location.
Of course. I mean, there's been a lot of deaths here, mm-hmm. and not everybody that dies is great. Not everybody that dies is good. And some were never on this earth in the first place.
Mm.
Those are the ones we really worry about, guys. Those are the ones that...
The demons?
The demons. Where you have... They have never walked this earth.
How does that make you feel?
Scared of me?
I'm like scared shitless.
Who here is actually like a little spooked right now? We got Olivia. Lena, AB, are you spooked right now?
Got me scared.
Well, I am here to protect you too. If you notice, I'm wearing a lot of jewelry, and these right here are the Mystic Eye, the protection of the evil eye. And I also will be surrounding us with the white light to make sure that we are surrounded by love.
Will this protect me against anything?
Do they
like Jews or no?
Where we are, there is a Jewish history here that I'm going to tell you about.
Okay.
Originally, in the early 1900s, this was an Indian burial ground. Okay, so this was a cemetery that we're actually standing on, and we're gonna go take a look at this cemetery. It later became a Jewish cemetery. Cut to 10 years later, they decide, no, we don't want this cemetery here. This is a great part of town. We're gonna need this space. We're gonna move all the bodies, okay?
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Here's where the story gets a little weird. There's no proof that these bodies were actually moved. So there's a very good chance that people are still buried underneath a paved area that we're gonna go to.
What's the chance of recovering a body tonight? No floaters.
I don't think we had enough rain today yet.
Okay.
But you know, on a rainier day, you never know. After they decide, hey, okay, we're gonna move this, there was a smallpox epidemic. So they decided, hey, let's make this a kind of a hospital, but the hospital was isolation. And a lot of them did not make it. They called it the Wagon of Death.
So we've got the Native Americans.
Yes.
The Jews,
mm-hmm.
the smallpox.
Yeah.
So can you show us a little of the equipment we'll be using this evening?
The equipment I brought tonight is all scientifically proven to work with paranormal activity. That's an EMF detector. That'll tell us if we have any fluctuation in EMF around us. This gadget right here is called the K2. But if I were to ask a question like, is someone here with us right now? And it would move, then you know we're onto something. These are the dowsing rods. Now this one is not for the faint of heart because this is the hands-on one. This is when you're actually holding them like this and you say, if someone's here with me, can you please cross the rods? You will physically feel these move.
Ghosts, if you're interested in Zach's life energy, cross the streams.
Fucking moving it.
This, the Ovilus 5, is pretty much the creme de la creme. Stars. Okay, that actually just spoke, okay? Older stars.
Star David?
Why is it talking so much?
It. Okay, obviously somebody's been dying to speak with us.
Now tell me, how's this, is this reading
okay,
words?
So what this
What's
does.
On here? Yeah.
Murder.
Okay. Why did it say it like that?
This is a fantastic device. It has 1 million words. It uses EMF, as I spoke earlier, but it actually takes the energy with these two antennas and it translates it to words.
It says David.
Does it really?
Yeah, it says David.
It really does, Star of David.
You want
to speak? This is a thermal imaging camera.
So we're not equipped to vanquish spirits this evening.
Well, no, but if we do have a problem, I can bring someone in.
What about like finishing their business?
unfinished business?
Like parking ticket or something.
Well, a lot of that's very common for ghosts to stick around for parking tickets. I'm glad you brought that up. That's I think that's number one reason that ghosts come back. In my research, I really have found there's really three types of ghosts. There's the ones that have died suddenly. They got hit by a car. They have no clue they're dead. They're just wandering around.
Confused. They're confused. Fifth, or the fifth, sixth sense.
Yeah, the sixth sense. Yeah. Yeah, I see dead people. Yeah, exactly.
He didn't know he was dead.
He did not know. The second type are people that have unfinished business. Mm. And then we go to our evil one. Mm-hmm. The ones that have never lived, but just randomly show up because they sense what we're doing. Equipment is drawing them. Okay, to continue on, this one is a really, really good device. Basically, if you come up to this, if this thing starts to go off, it will tell us by color what direction they're coming from. Mm. They can also answer our questions directly through this. Now, here's our favorite right here. This right here used to be with the old Xbox games.
Dude, modified Xbox 360.
There you go.
Sick.
And what this does is this device was able to pick up skeleton shapes that were not there. So we'll be using this a lot tonight, and we will be able to pick up skeleton type visions. Anybody have any questions before we go?
Let's go, baby!
Let's do this. I warn you, we're going to be doing a lot of stairs tonight, so if anybody needs 10,000...
Nobody mentioned stairs.
10,000 steps, you're going to get them, yeah.
This is the scariest part.
So this, actually, where we're standing, is the cemetery that I mentioned to you earlier. At one point, it was a Native American burial ground, and then it became a Jewish cemetery. And if it's okay with you guys...
Now it's a car park.
Now it's a car park. I told you there was some cement. I wasn't kidding, right? It's not a glamorous place. And if my body was left here, mm-hmm. I don't think I'd be that happy, guys.
No.
Would you? I really would want to be buried in a nice place. So what this is that I put down, it's called a spirit box. And basically what it is, it's an old AM/FM radio that's been set up to go through stations very quickly. We're looking for direct answers to our questions. It's kind of like a seance thing. This is the way we can directly speak to the spirits. Is there anyone of Jewish descent that was buried here that would like to speak with us?
Me? I heard it say me.
I did it say me. Can you repeat your name?
I heard Walter. I heard Walt.
You did?
Yeah.
Walter, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Can I have a numeric count of how many spirits may be with us?
Huge, I heard a huge asshole.
Huge asshole?
Really? They do cuss.
I thought, that's what I heard.
Are there any spirits here that know any of the people that are here with me this evening?
Uh-oh. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Not, are they foot soldiers?
Did you say Ethan?
I heard yes.
I heard fucking yes.
I really did. Do you know Ethan?
Uh-huh.
Are you a relative of Ethan's?
I heard yes.
Oh, that was a very strong.
Wait, I don't hear it.
That was a very strong.
I'm listening and I don't hear it.
Ask a question.
Okay.
You possibly have a relative here.
Do you know who I am? I thought I heard I know your father. What do you want to tell me?
I heard Mike.
Who's Mike?
Mike's my grandpa.
Oh.
But he's not here. He passed away recently, but in another state. He got here?
They could travel.
They could travel.
Is your name Mike, sir?
I heard yes.
I heard yes.
Are you Ethan's grandfather? Yes or no?
Chills.
It's at eat. Yeah, for sure.
Ethereum, dude, it's going up.
Grandpa, what would you like me to know? Something about my dad?
Is Ethan's dad okay?
No.
What's wrong with Ethan's dad?
He's healthy as far as I know.
Do you miss him? Ethan. That couldn't have been... If you did not hear that, I give up. That was as clear as could be. Yeah. If you're his grandfather, will you please turn the rods towards him? Okay. You just got a ghost hug. Remember I was kidding with you in the hallway? I called those ghost hugs? They really are ghost hugs. That's their way of being able to give us a hug. So you just got a hug from your grandpa. That's very nice.
I was productive. area. We talked to your grandpa. I found out I gotta sell my Ethereum.
I've been trying to tell you that. You didn't have to talk to a ghost. Something like that. Smells ghosty.
Hey! Ooh, a lot of echo.
All right, so where are we at this moment?
So we came inside now, and we're in the main auditorium. And what we're going to do now is actually do an official ghost investigation. Mm. I'd like to see everybody use the tools.
Sam got something.
You got something?
I did a second ago.
Okay. So that's what we're looking for, those fluctuations. So
what do these do? Are they just confirm, or are they just kind of like, are they going to take me somewhere?
Tahiti sometimes, but that's an extra charge.
Oh, Tahiti.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, right. They won't take you anywhere. Okay, let's start walking, guys. Let's see what we can find. Let's actually invest.
All right, keep your spook senses tingling,
Can
everybody.
Can we split up like Scooby-Doo? Or?
Yeah, Zach goes alone. Zach goes ahead like the canary.
Canary in a fucking coal mine.
So what I'd like to do is I'd like to take us upstairs. There's a couple rooms that I think have...
Trisha.
Wow.
That's what it says.
I don't care
devil
what it
shit,
says.
My
think a flicker?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to go up first then and see?
Oh,
yeah, see what you're getting. We'll put you first. Okay.
It's just flickering now.
Okay. Anybody else getting anything?
Check your instruments, people.
Keep your eye on the prize.
We're here to kill ghosts. Can we anger the ghosts?
It's not my style.
Well, I want to provoke them.
We'll try in a nice way.
Okay.
Sorry, hippie ghost hunter, what can I say?
No, I like it.
We're gonna go up this way. Everybody, please be careful. It's very dark in here, and we're going upstairs.
Shit, it's hella dark in here.
Yeah. So we're climbing up to an area right now called the Tower. It has a very interesting history. There is some chances of some possible suicides that have happened up here too. Ooh. So let's see what we get. It is quite a climb. I'm gonna put this over here.
Is that the fucking Cosby doll?
What is that? So
it's
what
weird.
Is this?
Looks like the
Cosby I don't know what that is. Okay, so we are now up at the top of this building. There are rumors that people have literally opened up those windows and thrown themselves right out. They have found bodies right there at the bottom. So, I mean, if you want to commit suicide, this tower would be the place to do it. Anybody getting anything on any of their instruments?
I'm getting something in like this vicinity over here. Uh-huh. It's like a cursed Bill Cosby doll, maybe.
Why don't you grab it?
I ain't touching that, man. It's paranormal activity.
What is it?
It looks like a cursed Bill Cosby doll.
Wait, are you? No, you put that there.
Hand to God, dude.
Bro, no yeah. way. No fucking way. Oh, there's shit. A Cosby doll here.
I thought you guys were kidding.
No way.
That's actually the Cosby doll.
I thought you put.
No.
I thought you were kidding.
Is someone fucking with us right now?
Is that the actual doll?
Yeah.
That's fucking
dude.
Zach. That you're the one that spotted it.
My hand.
You put that here.
Because I see something sitting in the corner and I'm like, what the fuck is it?
I saw it first.
I did.
Zach saw it first.
You think I placed it? I drove with you.
We couldn't even see it because that's the Cosby doll.
So y'all are fucking with me right now.
I mean, you have.
Who had it last? Who was the last one with the doll?
Him.
I had the doll left, but it's...
Didn't you guys burn it or throw it away or something?
Yeah, what did you do with it?
First of all, somebody clearly put that there. Zach.
Hey, no, dude, I
you
drove,
saw it.
I drove behind you the whole time. This what? Fucking doll haunts
me. Hold on. Is there a chance that this is just here coincidentally? I mean, they made a lot of them.
There's no such thing as a coincidence. So,
was that like a popular manufacturer doll?
Yeah, it's a Cosby doll. They made a shitload of them.
Hey, scan it with the heat sensor.
Yeah, see if you get anything on there. Is there some history I should be knowing about with you and this doll? Because you're really freaking out right now.
Oh my God.
I'm a Cosby kid.
Oh no.
What?
This thing like is animal. So cursed, bro. This is the type of thing that you burn and then it shows back up in your room.
Someone bad voodoo in here, man. All
right, protect you.
Fuck off.
You stand out here?
Fuck off, dude.
But the chance of it showing up here is crazy. That's why I think Zach did it. Because he spotted it. But it's possible that somebody left it here?
I mean, that's weird. I don't think I've ever seen a Cosby doll.
You've never seen one?
Well, I remember when it looks like kind of...
I don't even want to touch it.
I mean,
didn't touch it.
No, I didn't touch it.
Touch it.
It's just a doll.
Don't touch it, Dan!
Yeah!
Don't touch it!
Oh, wow. my gosh.
You really jump out of the way. Come on.
Wait here, let me dowsing rod it.
See if you get anything out of that. I don't even know how to handle it.
Religion.
Religion.
When you threw it?
Yeah.
Seriously, when we threw that, you saw religion?
Yeah. It's still at the top.
All right. Wow. Well, who put the doll here? Like,
Zach knew it was the Cosby doll.
Because I see the fucking thing.
How could you tell it's dark? It doesn't make sense.
How would I get access to this? This motherfucker over here had it.
I
drove with Ethan.
Yeah.
I drove behind you.
Okay, all right. Chances is that maybe someone left it here?
Could be, dude. Maybe this is his home.
I mean, this is an old building. And they also, you know, they used to take charitable donations here for kids.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody left this behind. Yeah.
Should we move it out of here? Should we move it down?
I'm not touching it.
I ain't touching
shit. Just leave it. Can we throw the doll out the window? Zach, you want to throw it?
Dude, I didn't bring it in. Whoever brought it in, got to throw it out. That'll work.
All right, let's do a spirit bomb.
Okay. Did someone leave this doll here on purpose?
It says dark.
Ooh, they're leaving a message. They said, yeah, message. Is someone trying to send us a message with this doll?
Dan. I heard Dan.
Dan. You just got outed, Dan. Did you leave the doll?
I did not leave the doll.
Does this have something to do with someone's history here when they were kids?
Zach? No way!
Wait, what happened? You guys get spooked?
Did someone just touch somebody in this room?
Well, I'm over here.
Yeah. Me. And they said me. Who's me?
Oh, no.
Who's me?
Dina.
Okay, if there's something, a presence in the room that touched me, please cross the rods.
You feel better?
I don't know.
The spirit box did say.
No!
Oh. Okay, wait, ask it another question.
If you are a nice spirit, cross the rods. I feel like something's like,
pushing.
Oh my god.
That's good, right?
It's good. So we have a nice spirit. Were you trying to get someone else's attention? If so, will you please cross the rod?
Oh,
that was big. Was that you or the ghost?
I don't know.
Who left the Cosby doll? If you know where the Cosby doll came from, cross the rods. Holy.
Oh my.
Zach, do you see that?
Was it pointing at me?
No, I'm not saying it. No, it was about the Cosby doll.
I don't know, but it's pointing at Dan.
It's fucking Dan.
It's something to do with it. It said Dan from the job.
I don't have anything to do with the Cosby.
Really? You really honestly feel this doll is cursed?
Yes.
For sure.
All right. If you guys want to throw it out the window.
Let's throw it out the window. All right. Fuck you, Cosby doll. Dude.
All right. That thing's
banged upright. Look at it.
Standing up.
That thing is gone.
Standing up. Look at it.
He's walking away.
Holy shit.
You messed up, bro.
All right, listen. The Cosby doll is gone, all right?
Okay.
For now. We're moving on.
This okay.
This is fucked.
It's so just scary. A creepy I'm basement, so Zach. Yeah, like,
oh, yeah, I do.
It's like everybody's basement, you know?
The corner?
Okay.
Material.
So this area right here is a maze.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's going to be... there's going to be a lot of... weird bodies down here, yeah.
Is that the quartering?
Oh my god! Oh, sorry.
What the fuck is this, Zach? What is that?
Did you do that?
No.
Okay, that's the second. That one
scared me so much.
What the fuck?
Everyone zap it.
Apps?
No.
I mean, we're in a firehouse.
We are.
It like doesn't have a face. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on with it?
Cousin It, dude.
Oh, that's so... What the fuck? Second creepy doll.
Second creepy doll.
Fucking A, man.
I think
you
here.
You see something?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, guys. Oh, we got our first.
There's something on the chair. There's something on the chair. No.
That person is. Oh, they're getting up now.
Oh.
They're standing up.
I had a temperature change.
Oh, you had a temperature change?
The fridge. He's doing the spooky skeleton dance.
He really is. Can you please like give us a wave or something?
Oh, he's definitely waving.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for waving. Are you seeing anything?
Well, there's another one. There's another one.
Oh shit, spooky skeleton.
Okay, so now we have two skeletons. There it is.
Dude, no, this ain't real, man.
What do you mean?
Please.
Should I go stand over there?
Yes, go stand over there. So let's get you on there to verify how this works. Okay, we're having temperature fluctuations, guys.
Ethan, it's right next to you.
It is right next to you. He looks like he's in the chair.
I'm getting heat.
Okay, so we have verifications in two ways.
Fucking A!
Sorry. Sorry, Lena. The air tastes like humid.
It really?
Kind of like chalky.
Wait, where? Angle, little. They're saying little.
That's my last name. My last name's Klein.
Right, it means little in German. It's true.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's like convulsing.
You know, it's you know what's happening? It's disappearing.
Should I sit in the chair?
Why not?
I mean, that's a little rude.
Don't do it.
Can we please get the name of the spirit that's been with us?
Edison.
Edison, is this you? Did you hurt yourself, sir? I did. It's me.
Wait.
Are you scared?
Her box says slain. Like,
do you want us to leave this area? Yes or no?
No.
Yes. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The temperature just went up like 3 degrees.
It's telling us to leave the area. We will thank you very much for appearing to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we are going to move on and respect
and
your
don't
wishes.
Follow us. Ooh, there's a smell in here, boy.
Yeah.
There's a ghost smell. Mm-hmm.
Anybody getting anything? Any instruments going?
It says death here, so I'm assuming that's good.
Ethan?
A nice puff. Yeah. You see who's
that?
No way.
That doll?
It's the same doll I chucked. Maybe someone around here collects Cosby dolls.
Yo, that's the same fucking doll, dude.
Damn, don't touch it.
Damn. I mean,
you got the Kevorkian.
You're going to get cursed, dude.
Again, as 15 years of a ghost hunter, I've never seen so much stuff involved with dolls, especially Bill Cosby dolls.
Somebody go grab it. To
when?
We've all been together. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Okay, this is where we want to go. And we're going to turn you back on.
Dude, your shoes are flying.
This is Saw, dude.
For ghost hunting?
Saw, dude.
No I want to play again.
Yeah, literally.
Whoa, I got a word.
What'd you get?
Oh, no, it says the same. I heard. It said something. Didn't you hear it?
I'm in the walls, Ben.
Guys, we're getting a 3.5 on this.
Keep getting readings on this thing.
Okay, so let's go with that. I'm also going to set up a different device. Is there someone in this room with us right now?
Russell.
Is there a Russell in this room with us?
Ahmed.
I definitely
my cousin. Okay. I don't think it's him. He's still alive.
What's my dad?
Oh, Lena's dad. Yeah. Also still alive, a great man.
Any other alive Ahmeds?
I think we now know all the alive Ahmeds. Somebody called you handsome. So whoever they're talking to is handsome.
It's probably
it me.
Yeah.
Probably me.
It's me.
Are you sitting in this bathroom with us right now? I heard over there.
I swear to God, I saw something over there.
Okay, let's go move in that direction.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the light or something, but I saw something just like run super fast.
Spirits, are you trying to communicate with Zach Bernstein?
Did you hear a whisper, Zach?
I did.
You
want to
hold my hand?
Baruch Baruch Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
Where'd you see the spirit?
It was like over there.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
What? No fucking way.
What?
Excuse me? What are you?
Slade!
Continue.
I can't get it.
I know that ain't touching
you.
For him.
Why is there an LP there?
That's the scariest thing I've ever
raised.
Go?
What is that?
You guys are fucked, man. Yo, I'm just gonna sing it. Long him go.
Let
him
out.
Go.
Where the fuck is that coming?
Where's Sam?
She's right here.
She's right there.
I'm right here.
What is that? Wait, who put that on? Everyone's here.
Wait.
Is anybody not
like
here?
I don't like that.
What the fuck? Where's Lena?
Guys, you're not gonna like what I just got on this.
What?
It just said Jewish people.
No, it didn't.
I swear to God, it just said Jewish people. And this just turned.
I just heard someone say, let me in. I'm not kidding.
No.
You're the one that led me here. You walked me here.
It was like
here.
In this wall over here.
You literally walked me here.
I feel like I'm in a psych ward right now. I thought I saw something.
What, that?
I mean.
Let's move on. Let's get out of here.
Y'all make me feel like I'm at Shutter Island right now, dude. Someone told me long ago.
Zach's losing his mind.
Who's here right now? And who said Jewish people?
It's me, Hitler.
He's here. He said he's here.
Who, Hitler?
No. Are you a John Fogerty fan? Are you doing this?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Someone's fucking with me.
Is this Dark?
Especially.
Whoa.
Especially. It's especially dark. Dark is especially dark.
Thank you. We're in the back rooms. What? TikTok told me to watch out for rooms like this.
What's your favorite crazy ghoulish video?
Now, from what I understand about the history of this place, it is rumored that someone drowned in one of these rooms.
It smells lemony in here.
They were doing a water experiment, and rumor has it that someone actually drowned during one of the water experiments.
William.
Who are you?
Zach, other known as Zivano.
I thought they said this is Nate. Nate, are you still here with us? If so, can you please cross the rods?
Oh shit, those rods are definitely crossing. Are you doing that?
Olivia.
This motherfucker's crossed.
I'm not moving.
Explain that.
Nate, what are you trying to tell us?
Bullshitting now.
I thought he said bullshitting the crowd.
Is he fucking with us?
Are you bullshitting us?
Nate, what should I eat for dinner?
Blood.
Blood? Blood sausage?
Very hearty. They told you to eat something very hearty.
Nate, did you have anything to do with those Cosby dolls?
Hello.
Or hell no.
Tiger Jello.
So you're a fan of Bill Cosby and Fat Albert? Why?
Nate,
I hate to break it to you.
Nate, have you heard that Bill Cosby went to jail?
He did.
You're still a fan?
You still a fan after all that, Nate?
I think it was a question. He did.
Oh, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he dated like over 50 women.
Holy shit.
He said holy shit.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how we all feel.
This is the first time it's gone off all night.
Okay, Nate, is that you that's triggering our device? Please make it go higher.
Oh, wait.
Oh, look at that. Hi, Nate. Welcome. How can we help you?
He farted. Yeah.
Excuse you.
Can you please trigger our devices? Thank you.
Oh.
Right on command. Thank you so much for responding to our question.
Thank you, Nate.
Nate.
He's gone.
Too loud.
I want to ask you guys one more thing before we wrap. I wanted to do a bit of an experiment, probably with the person that's the most scared. You know how we used that spirit box earlier? Would you be willing to put on some headphones and sit in that room, and we'll ask questions out here and see if you could just answer the questions?
Nope.
Straight up.
Do you want to do it?
Anything for the
you
show.
You put me through hell.
Zach.
I'm not doing it.
500 bucks? Come on. 500. Easy money. Dude, Nate was sick. Nate was a fucking cool dude.
Nate was a homie.
He was like, oh, Bill Cosby? Nah.
Yeah, he was upset about Bill Cosby. He really was.
Yeah, so
he made all our devices go off. I mean, he's been the best one we've had.
I'll do it if AB goes in there with me.
Okay.
Come on, AB. Oh, let's go.
$250 apiece.
There you go.
What is this?
Do it, AB.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, super. Okay, good job. Thank you, guys. This thing's going off. This thing's going crazy right
this
now.
This one's opening by itself.
Did it really?
Yes, yes. Yes, it literally just opened.
You saw that, right?
I did not know.
You're getting
Well, this thing's been going crazy, too. Call older stare, it says.
We're just looking for something like yeses or noes or something that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
We're going to ask, as soon as I get back in here, we're just going to ask questions. Okay? But you can't hear what we're asking. Otherwise, it would mess up the experiment.
Don't close the fucking door, though.
We're not going to close the door. We're not going to close the door. Nate, is that you that's speaking to us?
Nipple.
This guy's getting paid for this?
Bro, you look like a psychopath.
Okay.
Fourth.
Four. Have we spoken?
Eight.
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 The ghost is teaching a man.
Tell me, are you related to Zach in any way?
Yes.
Yes.
Spirit, were you there when Zach ate that girl's sweaty ass out when they were hiking?
Spirit, can you please say Zach's name to him?
I just heard my name. I'm out, man.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
No way.
Yes. What did I ask?
I got five on this, too, as he
no
said that.
No fucking way.
Yes. Right now.
So we were asking, tell Zach his name.
Bullshit.
I swear to God, it's on
camera. We have it on camera.
I got to see the tape.
It's on camera. It's on camera. I swear to fuck. Dude, you're gonna freak when you see that footage.
Wow.
Okay.
Crazy shit.
Wait, dude.
What is that? It looks all burnt.
It looks burnt, yeah.
It's just a dude playing banjo. Old ass
photo. Oh.
It's my great grandpappy.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Zariah Bershevitz, yeah.
And that's actually a photo?
He was a good old picker, dude. Look at him.
Let's get out of here. I'm freaked out. Okay, we are back from our ghost hunts. How was that for you in terms of a paranormal adventure?
I think it was fantastic. Almost every piece of equipment went off at some point, which is incredible. That's what you want. I mean, that does not happen every time. How do you feel? I mean, it's your first ghost hunt. How do you think it went?
Well, we had a few great moments. We had me communicating with my grandpa with the dowsing rods.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to like this. But I was faking it with the rods.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
What the fuck, Ethan?
way to be a buzzkill, dude.
Jesus.
Really that bad?
Yeah, well, why did you even say that?
Why would you do that?
We're debriefing. I'm just being honest.
Okay, but you weren't faking when your grandfather, is his name really Mike or?
His name is Mike.
Okay, and that really did come through.
Yeah.
Yes. So, okay. So it was just stuff that you did that you were faking.
The rods, I manipulated them.
Okay.
To move in towards.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When we were shooting you, and you said you kind of tasted like a chalky taste, was that real?
No, I was lying.
Okay.
Sorry.
just figuring this out. Okay.
Everyone else was sincere.
We're gonna cut. We're gonna cut all this out.
Yeah. Really that bad? What?
I mean,
you gotta let people believe.
Okay, it's let's reshoot it.
Episode.
Ask it again.
Come on.
This is the first time for me.
All right, we gotta let people believe. Re-ask the question.
So, when you said you felt like or smelt or tasted kind of a chalky sensation when you were near that spirit, was that true?
No.
When you were next to the spirit, when we were shooting, you said you felt like a chalky flavor or a smell or something. Was that legitimate?
Yeah, for sure. It felt like the humidity went crazy and I was like sweating and I had like a chalky taste in my mouth. So I definitely felt some kind of shift.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's good to hear. And the dowsing rods seem to be moving.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't a believer going into this. But it's, I don't know. I mean, I just felt the rods moving in my hands. And I really don't know how to explain it.
That's interesting. It's good.
Yeah.
Did you guys all feel that when you had the ones that used the dowsing rods? Did you actually physically kind of feel somebody pushing them a little bit?
Yeah, I felt his rod.
Why are you looking at your eyes like that? So let's do a show of hands. Who was legitimately spooked at one time this evening? Dan? Bullshit.
We had a professional with us. She didn't seem scared. If she started freaking out, then I'd be scared.
So raise your hands if you're afraid of bringing home bad demons. Three? Go on. Zach said no, and then he raised his hand. So let's do the light ceremony to make sure that we all leave here.
Okay.
Pure.
If you guys don't mind, if we can stand and hold hands.
Oh, great.
Okay. Okay. I surround us all with the white light. You are protected. Any spirits we encounter tonight, we thank you for making your presence known, but you are not welcome to follow us home. Again, I repeat, but you cannot follow us home. I surround us all with peace. Amen.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Peace and love. Yeah. Good time.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. We gotta go get the Cosby doll.
I feel like we won the Squid Games and we're going back in.
I feel like we've been here for hours and I still don't know where we are.
After you, my friend.
There's the guy on the floor.
Oh, thank you for that.
Okay, did you hear that?
That scared the shit out of me. I definitely heard that.
Don't like that. Okay. There's the doll. Bro, what if the doll was gone? I hear stuff down there.
Hi, could I get some light? Thank you. This is so much scarier with like two people.
You touched that shit, dude. You need to get white lighted again. What was the ghost's name? Walter?
Don't
say it. I shouldn't have said his name. Is that warding off spirits or is that luring them? I feel like we're locked in. We're about to see Pyramid Head come down that hallway.
Oh, hell no.
I heard something for real now.
We got it. Okay.
Okay. Shoot, Lena. Sorry. Go ahead. I understand. Okay. Oh, shit. Give me the camera. What the hell
was that? I don't know. I thought that was you. It wasn't just me. You heard it or saw it.
Lock the door. I'm out of here, man.
Let's go.
Pass me the doll. I'll get him out of here.
Lena, your hair.
Baby.
Did
you rattle something down there?
No, I didn't. You must have tripped over something. It is way worse without Linda.
It is so much scarier with a small group.
How was it?
Wait, without Linda? That
yeah,
shit's scary.
I think Lena
as fuck.
Shit her pants. We'll be right back.